DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a wind advisory, otherwise cloudy skies, scattered rain, showers, thunderstorms, upper 70s with wind gusts at 40. Tonight, we'll continue with rain, thunderstorms in the upper 40s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, we'll continue with scattered rain, showers in the mid-50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, we'll continue with rain, lows at 41. Right now, it's 61.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities are investigating the circumstances of a vehicle accident which killed a 43-year-old woman in Sedgwick County over the weekend. The sheriff's office says in a news release that deputies responding to the scene at about 10 o'clock Sunday night learned that a northbound Toyota Camry struck Candy Fairchild of Wichita as she was walking in the northbound lane of Broadway near the intersection with 119th Street South. Fairchild died at the scene. The 23-year-old driver of the Camry and her adult passenger were not injured. The University of Kansas has hired Dodge City native Travis Goff as its new director of athletics. According to the school, Goff currently serves as the deputy director of athletics and assistant vice president at Northwestern University. Before joining Northwestern, he served as an associate athletics director for external affairs at Tulane. Goff replaces Jeff Long, and KU says he will begin his new role immediately. Rick Everett, Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that Rusty Egg Ford can certify any pre-owned vehicle, regardless of make or model? So if you are searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Rusty Egg Ford.
While we have a wide variety of Ford certified vehicles, we are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right, virtually all makes and models and over 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. With Rusty Egg Ford's Blue Advantage program, you'll receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage on Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, and more. And every one of these vehicles is run through a 139-point inspection, offering you total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
There's no worry here at your certified pre-owned powerhouse, Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says she has no plans to have Kansas issue a vaccine passport, which is designed to help inoculated residents travel, shop, and dine out more freely. Vaccine passports, which verify people's immunization status, have become a political flashpoint in the U.S. as they've come into use in Israel and are under development in Europe. Some Republicans in the U.S. see them as heavy-handed government intrusion. Kelly said yesterday that she's concentrating on making sure people get tested for and vaccinated against COVID-19. The Democratic governor also signed into law a largely symbolic Republican bill requiring public schools to offer full-time in-person classes to all students for the rest of the current semester. Amtrak is saying it plans to resume daily passenger service on its Southwest Chief route in Kansas beginning the 31st of May. The service was reduced to 3 days a week in October in response to the coronavirus pandemic. There's also new talk of a route from Texas to Newton, Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Nebraska has cleared a path for adults of all ages to sign up for a coronavirus vaccination, but state officials say they're still trying to overcome vaccine hesitation, especially in some minority communities. Governor Pete Ricketts says state officials have ramped up their outreach efforts to residents, including Hispanics, who are now catching the virus and getting hospitalized at proportionally higher rates than the state's general population. Josie Rodriguez, a state administrator who works to promote the vaccine to minority groups, says officials are working to overcome vaccine hesitancy among many of those populations. A health insurance lobbyist and former state official has been chosen as the next director of the Nebraska Department of Insurance. Governor Pete Ricketts announced Friday that he's appointed Eric Dunning of Omaha to lead the state agency. He's been the director of government affairs for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska since 2013. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When you are not feeling well, the last thing you need is a long wait for a diagnosis. At Community Healthcare System, we've added in-house nuclear medicine to our list of services. Nuclear medicine offers an imaging procedure that helps evaluate organ function and speeds up diagnosis. An in-house service means patients don't have to wait for a mobile provider to arrive. Community Healthcare System offers care at the speed of life. Learn more about COVID-19 safety and our range of services online at chcsks.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard from the Public Works Administrator that he's had a lot of calls regarding a free day at the transfer station. The free day was not conducted last year due to COVID-19 shutdowns. A free day at the Marshall County Transfer Station has been set for Saturday, May 1st. Hours to be determined at a later date. The landfill is now open the first Saturday each month. Sheriff Ackerman presented a resolution to preserve and defend the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. This was approved unanimously. The Irish Creek Wind Farm cabling route and haul route maps were presented. The decommissioning statement is to come. Cabling route and the haul route maps will be posted in the courthouse and a set of maps taken in the Frankfort City Hall and will also be posted on the Marshall County website. The board will vote on the routes and decommissioning statement at their regular meeting April 12th. Any concerns with the route should be addressed via email to the county clerk, special counsel, or any of the commissioners. There were a few questions posted via Facebook Live. These were answered. There were again concerns about the complaint process throughout the construction of the wind farm. Patrons were directed that all the complaint procedures are listed in the previously signed agreements available on the county website. There were some concerns regarding widening corners along the haul route. NextEra has to adhere to the right-of-way restrictions. If that's not followed, there will be complaints filed. Lewis Holly of Herkimer addressed the board regarding a house in Herkimer that's a safety hazard. He was inquiring how to get it condemned. The county councilor stated since Marshall County is not zoned, the county board has no authority to condemn a property. It was recommended he and other landowners seek legal counsel to see what their options might be. The board had some discussion regarding the proposed new jail. Their goal is to fund the project without raising taxes. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week heard that the van grant has been accepted through the North Central Regional Planning Commission. The board approved a resolution supporting the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The board heard from representatives of the County Economic Development Group who suggested enhancing the Neighborhood Revitalization Program, indicating that if the program were extended to 10 years from the current 5 years, the group may be willing to help with the program. No final decisions were made, and the earliest that a change could take effect would be January 2022. Nemahal County Commissioners last week heard from the Department of Transportation about the proposed bridge construction to be done along Highway 187 during the summer of 2022. Some residents in the area will need to use a county route to get to their property during construction, with 120th Road likely to be used by locals as a detour. Any improvements to 120th Road would probably need to be made this summer in preparation for the 2022 project. KDOT indicated the state may help to pay for any improvements necessary to 120th Road. Commissioners voted to initiate the next tax sale for the county and also approved a resolution that would extend the moratorium in Nemahal County for a period of 6 months from the end of March. They would also change the moratorium to include any large project that would impact the county. Commissioners spoke with the county attorney about moving from a county township road unit system to a county road unit system. Commissioners reviewed proposed year-end fund transfers and voted to approve $250,000 from the Road and Bridge Fund to the Special Machinery Fund and transferring other remaining balances from a number of funds to capital outlay. These include $33,000 from emergency preparedness, $6,000 from diversion,
$450,000 from the general fund, $45,000 law enforcement, $20,000 noxious weed, and $78,000 from transportation for aging. Again, all of those transferred to the capital outlay fund. Marshall County Public Works advising 12th Terrace north of Oquito is closed to traffic due to a bridge replacement project. This is on 12th Terrace north of Bison Road north of Oquito. The project will take approximately 6 weeks. Eva M. Helms, age 93 of Lynn, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 8. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Eva Helms. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chili, cinnamon roll, celery and carrots, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, turkey tetrazzini, garlic bread, mixed green salad, and blushing pears. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we still have this low pressure system moving across the upper parts of the Midwest that brought some showers and thunderstorms, with a stationary front extending across the central parts of the United States. That's going to bring a little bit of some scattered rain, showers, thunderstorms for today. We have another low pressure system that will move across the central upper parts of the Midwest pretty slowly through the week, bringing on again, off again, rain, showers and thunderstorms. We saw some warm temperatures, some areas record breaking yesterday. Some areas will still see warm temperatures for today, then a cool down as we head into tomorrow through the end of the week. So across the area, wind advisory, otherwise cloudy skies, scattered rain, showers, upper 70s, wind gust at 40. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms, upper 40s with wind gust at 35. For tomorrow, we'll continue with scattered rain, showers, cloudy skies, mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early April, 64. Record high on this date, 91. The average low, 38. The record low was 17. Sunset this evening, 7:55. Sunrise in the morning at 7:03. degrees this morning in Marysville. Winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 6th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Your road to better health starts with choosing the right hospital, and the best is closer than you think. Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville has been named one of America's best hospitals for emergency care by the Women's Choice Award, the trusted referral source for women. Experience nationally recognized care close to home when you trust CMH. Learn more about the award-winning patient experience available at Community Memorial Healthcare online at cmhcare.org.
A first-time championship for Baylor and a possibly devastating injury for the Padres. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Baylor Bears are national champions of men's Division I college basketball, drubbing the previously undefeated Gonzaga Bulldogs 86-70. Gonzaga coach Mark Few.
Listen, Baylor just they just beat us. They beat us in every facet of the game tonight and deserve all the credit. And obviously, we're all disappointed in here.
Baylor coach Scott Drew.
To see the Baylor fans be able to celebrate and cheer, to see the city of Waco be able to celebrate and cheer, to see the state of Texas.
Both schools were seeking to become first-time national champions. Baseball, Padres shortstop Fernando Tatis Jr. injured with a hard swing, immediately leaving the game with the Giants. Tatis had struck out and fell to the ground holding his left arm. The specifics of the injury have not been disclosed. The Padres also lost the game 3-2. North Carolina has its first black head men's basketball coach in UNC history. Longtime assistant Hubert Davis has been chosen to replace Roy Williams, who Davis has worked with for the past 9 seasons. He spoke of the many legendary coaches who've come before him.
The example that Coach Smith, Coach Guthridge, and Coach Williams over the 9 years that I've been an assistant coach has put me in a position with great, great leadership. And I'm very proud and I'm very thankful that I had the opportunity to work under Coach Williams. He's the best coach that I've ever been around.
Back to baseball, the Reds' Nick Castellanos drew a fine and a 2-game suspension for his part in an on-field brawl during last weekend's series with the Cardinals. It's the first discipline meted out by baseball's new discipline dean, Michael Hill. The Reds beat the Pirates 5-3. The New York Mets took a loss in their first game of the regular season, the Phillies with their 4th straight win. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA has reopened the sign-up window for CFAP 2, the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. CFAP 2 provides financial assistance that gives producers the ability to absorb increased marketing costs associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. The initial CFAP 2 sign-up ended in December, but USDA reopened the sign-up period for CFAP 2 for at least 60 days. Producers have multiple options to apply for CFAP 2, including an online application portal working directly with the FSA office in the local USDA service center. USDA will also finalize routine decisions and minor formula adjustments on applications and begin processing payments for certain applications filed as part of the CFAP additional assistance. And USDA announced $2 million to establish partnerships with organizations to provide outreach and technical assistance to socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. USDA spokesman said the funding will support grassroots organizations and public institutions, and they will support the producers. Hemp cultivated for seed and grain comprised about 10% of the 2020 total U.S. acreage, about 14,000 acres, according to data provided by Hemp Benchmarks. By comparison, Canadian cultivators grew more than 5 times that acreage, beyond 75,000 acres, the vast majority of which were exported to the U.S. Exports to the U.S. exceeded $300 billion since 2010, and the U.S. is quickly closing the gap as artificial protectionism provided by prohibition evaporates. Growth in the U.S. acreage is being fueled largely by increased consumer demand for plant-based proteins, as well as optimism that hemp legalization will broaden potential markets for grain. Hemp grain production in the U.S. is mostly concentrated in 3 states, Indiana, Montana, and North Dakota. New Frontier data projects that 2020 retail sales for hemp food products will account for $67.1 million. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2021 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive pickups. One's a Z71 four-door four-wheel drive, the other an LT Redline edition. They also have a BV 2021 Silverado 3500 HD LTZ four-door four-wheel drive. It's got everything on it, and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From Mid-America Ag Network, this is the Larry Stecklein Report.
Catherine Tai, she's the gal that's going to help us sell some products across the water, and well, do we need somebody on our side. Looks like she's going to be pretty good. She's the new gal heading up our trade department at USDA, and she's our trade representative, and she met with a bunch of people, almost all of our agricultural gurus, from the wheat growers, corn growers, soybean growers, I could name them all. And they were pretty happy with what they heard. She's going to be a tough lady on China. Yeah, it looks like that's going to be a reality, and that's probably good. I hope not too tough. Let's get some trading going. That's the kind of toughness I like. In any event, we're pretty happy with her. They think she's going to do a good job. In the meantime, back a few days ago, I told you about an additive to feed that would help cattle methane emissions. Here comes a new one. Seaweed. It cut emissions by 82%. If that animal would eat just a little bit of seaweed with her grain or with his grain. The researchers conduct this study over a five-month period. The pair track their weight gain, methane emissions, the whole works. That could be a savior when we start talking about global warming. And that research showed also farmers sustainably produce the beef and dairy products we need to feed the world, and we can do it in accordance with some of the things that our non-cattlemen are complaining about. In the meantime, we're going to be keeping up on the actions with China. We're talking, and so far, the talks haven't gone very well. See you on the next Equine Report.
We growers count on industry-leading, high-quality AgroPro brand certified seed to maximize performance and profitability, particularly under demanding growing conditions. AP Roadrunner, new from the AgroPro brand for 2021, is a consistent top yielder in drought conditions. AP Roadrunner also brings good stripe rust tolerance, a good overall leaf health package, and Hessian fly tolerance to your farm. Call your local AgroPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic performance and data in a list of AgroPro associates at agroprowheat.com.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Find your next herd sire at Herbster Angus Farms. Join them Monday, April 12th for the 10th annual Top Cut Herbster Angus Farms Bull and Female Sale at Marysville Livestock Auction. Herbster Angus Farms bulls have been vetted for performance, structural soundness, carcass quality, and their ability to improve your next generation, both in the pasture and on the rail. Visit HerbsterAngusFarms.com for more information. And join them Monday, April 12th. Sale begins at 1 at Marysville Livestock.
Head to the vending machine on your lunch break because it's National Twinkie Day on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 6th, the 96th day of the year. Star Wars franchise actor Billy Dee Williams has a birthday, and on this day in 1930, Twinkies were invented in Illinois by a bakery manager named James DeWar. The soft, fluffy treat was named after a billboard for Twinkie Toe Shoes and was originally filled with banana cream. However, during World War II, bananas were rationed, so they were substituted with vanilla. Believe it or not, Twinkies contain 68% air. Although it may not feel like that after you've eaten a few, they're baked for about 12 minutes each, after which they are injected with cream and then flipped over. So enjoy National Twinkie Day. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about good food and today in history online at almanac.com.
7 farmers. They're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Whoops, got ahead of myself. 61 outside, 73 for a forecast high today with chance of rain moving into our listening area.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. Danny Duffy's days of being bullied by the Indians are over. He's hitting back. Duffy, who went more than 2 years without a win over Cleveland, pitched six innings of two-hit ball to beat a longtime nemesis, and Whit Merrifield drove in all of Kansas City's runs with a homer and a sacrifice fly, leading the Royals over the Indians 3-0 yesterday. Merrifield is the first Royals player to homer three times in the first four games, and his nine RBIs in the first four are a club record. Royals are off today and tomorrow. They'll meet up with the Chicago White Sox on Thursday, 3:10 is first pitch. KU Athletics announced yesterday that it has hired Travis Goff as its next director of athletics. Goff currently serves as the deputy director of athletics and assistant vice president at Northwestern University. He replaces Jeff Long. The school says Goff will start immediately. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
This time of night, you wouldn't find me here. I'd be reaching for a goodnight kiss instead of one more beer. I never take a second look at the blonde across the bar, much less invite her over and let things go this far. But anything goes when everything. Damn, whether I do right or wrong, so bring it on. Anything goes when everything's gone. Another morning after, a crazy night before, I'm searching for my blue jeans on stranger's bedroom floor. Shouldn't I feel guilty? Well, I don't feel a thing. I'd wake her up and say goodbye, but I can't recall her name. Anything goes when everything's gone. You ain't around to give a damn whether I
and dust. Swore I wasn't coming back. Said I'd had enough. So
Saw you in the rear view standing, fading from my life. But I wasn't turning round. No, not this time. But don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't have regrets. Don't think I don't get to me. Between the work and the hurt and the whiskey, don't think I don't want about. Could have been, should have been all worked out. I know what I felt and I know what I said. But don't think I don't think about it. When we make choices, we gotta live with them. Heard you found a real good man and you married him. I wonder if sometime I cross your mind. Where would we be today if I never drove that car away? Don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't have regrets. Don't think it don't get to me. Between the work and the hurt and the whiskey, don't think I don't wonder about. Could've been, should've been all worked out. Yeah, I know what I felt and I know what I said. But don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't think about it. I don't think about it. No, no. Don't think I don't. Don't think I don't.